It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sandy, I'm starting to worry about myself. You know, earlier in the week, we had a conversation about whether or not I would think about getting a booster shot for COVID. But now I'm all in on getting a booster shot. What is going on, man?
What's going on in your head?
Yeah.
I'm reluctant to go there.
But all of a sudden a light came on. And so I've been wrestling with this, and the question becomes, I had the vaccinations before, because the same thing happened. I was wrestling with whether or not I should get the vaccinations. I got the vaccinations. Nothing changed with me. I didn't feel ill or sick. They didn't impact me in any negative way. I was protected. I mean, and people around me were protected. And then that same thinking came back, and it got warm and said, okay, well, I don't need that anymore. And now I'm looking around and I'm watching and I'm reading and I'm saying, I can't wait to get back and get a vaccination. What is going on with me?
Well, that's all right. That's not thinking. I mean, first of all, like I've said, I think vaccination is more of a decision that ought to be made for community reasons rather than personal reasons. I mean, I think the personal vaccination determination in a situation when we aren't in a public emergency is really just a private decision. What risks are you willing to take? And how risky is the vaccination? Now, you know, there's some modicum of risk with a vaccination, but millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people have been vaccinated, and the level of side effects from that has apparently been quite low. So, you know, I think when this new strain is coming out, hospitalizations are going up. We don't yet have any hospital systems that are apparently threatened with serious overcrowding from it, but, you know, it sounds like you're just thinking sensibly, Earl, which is that's a refreshing concept.
You know, but Sandy, you can't help but read the tea leaves, right? I mean, we know what's coming, and so, you know, I'm certainly going to go in early next week.
Well, do you get vaccinated for the flu?
Yeah, I did. First time.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think the decision, absent an emergency in the medical system, the decision about getting vaccinated for COVID is much like the decision about getting vaccinated for the flu. As we get older, the danger from flu increases. As we get older, the danger from contracting COVID gets higher. So it sounds like a very reasonable personal decision to decide that you'd want to get vaccinated, as particularly this new COVID strain that appears to be very transmissible seems to be taking a grip. And furthermore, it's telling us, the data is telling us that this new strain can evade the immunity that has been created by, for instance, prior infections, and that people who are vaccinated, while they still probably contract the new version, don't get very sick. So, okay, that's a lot of data. That data seems to suggest that it's probably pretty smart to consider getting vaccinated again.
Yeah, you know, and as opposed to waiting until we see what we know is coming, is going to come. And so, you know, well, maybe Sandy, this white hair that I have, there's a reason for having it, right? I mean, I don't know if we get it when we,
you get it from years of experience, and the, some of them horrifying. Yeah. Right? That's when it gets right. You're using good thoughts, good thinking. I think that, like I said before in the prior show, I think the messaging about vaccination was very, very faulty from the government and from the public service folks who were trying to explain it. Should have explained that it. The mandate for it is not to preserve your own individual health; it's to preserve the health of the public health system and the hospital system. When those aren't at risk, then it's much more of a personal decision. But I think even as on a personal basis, the decision to get vaccinated is altogether rational.
Any fear at all of the monkeypox?
No, I haven't yet developed that.
No. But, you know, the first time, case, second case, third case, fourth case, we just get to a point where we're terrified of everything, Sandy, right? I mean, we really are. You know, I'm reading about the monkeypox, and I never gave it a second thought. You know, I was going to go.
I think one of the things that leads us into feeling either crazy or buying into conspiracy theories is the way the news media
reports
generally deals with things, because they tend to amp up the information about something early on, because horrifying news reads much more, is much more readable, and there are many more clicks about horrifying news than there are about just kind of mellow news. And so, you know, we all tend to know that the news media might be exaggerating the danger associated with whatever it is. But then a little part of us thinks, well, maybe they aren't exaggerating it. And in the past, this stuff that came out about diseases that seemed to be an exaggeration early on turned out not to be. Sometimes it is. You know, the world risk of Ebola from this horrifying disease didn't materialize. But you know what? The world risk of COVID did, and it did pretty quickly.
You know, the last thing on this, and what really, Sandy, made me make up my mind to get the COVID shot was I'm around these boys every day, and there are 200 of them. Yeah. And all these other people, and we're all in a place where you don't give it much thought, but you don't know, and so it's you certainly don't want to be the person, and so the responsibility of it all, I guess, and the gravity of it all, Sandy, is probably something I didn't think about initially. But I certainly am thinking about it more and more every time I'm around all those boys. So, and that goes to what you say about you do that for others, not so much for yourself.
Well, and you know, when you're around indoors and around a whole bunch of people, and particularly kids who tend to be very communicable in their way they deal with one another and the way they deal with you, it makes sense for yourself too. I mean, I think there is a personal aspect of it. I think the mandate aspect of it is not based on personal health, but based on community health. But I think the personal decision is the one that you're now considering. And I think there's lots of reason to get vaccinated.
I've got something that we're going to talk about after the break. I guess we can go to it now. Sandy, I was reading an article. Chinese firms are selling Russia goods, its military needs to keep fighting in Ukraine. So the semiconductors and on microchips and all those things that China is selling to Russia and are being pointed out by our government as, why are you selling this to Russia? You know we've got an issue. We don't like what Russia's doing in Ukraine. Are we in any position to tell China they shouldn't be selling these things to Russia, Sandy?
Well, we might tell them that, but incidentally, China's selling them to us too. I mean, we're a buyer. We're not a seller of that stuff from China. China's a central source of all that stuff. So, you know, I suppose if China decided to choke off the supply to us, we'd be in serious trouble. No, I don't think we probably are. I think that's probably political. That's political eyewash here in the United States for us to be saying those things to China, but we don't have any realistic expectation that they're going to, you know, number one, I don't think we want to get into a sanctioning fight with China, because the mutual sanction problem with China would be pretty extreme for our economy.
So when we come back, Sandy, I want to drill a little bit deeper. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.